In today's brief lecture, we're going to talk about a fun treatment of Cantor's ideas that is due to the great German mathematician David Hilbert. Hilbert was one of the dominant figures in 20th century mathematics and had tremendous influence in all parts of the subject. So this somewhat frivolous but absolutely mathematically correct discussion gives a nice illustration of the concept of countable set. In 1934, the eminent mathematician David Hilbert, in a public lecture, proposed the idea of hotel infinity. It is a fascinating notion, and we describe it here. Imagine a hotel with infinitely many rooms. For convenience, these rooms are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. There's a figure here illustrating the idea. Now, suppose that on a given evening all the rooms are occupied, but a new guest who does not have a reservation shows up. What is the hotel manager going to do? If this were an ordinary hotel with finitely many rooms, then the manager would be stuck. She would have no room for the new guest and would have to send her away. But instead, she has infinitely many rooms, so she can do something creative. She moves the guest in room 1 to room 2, the guest in room 2 to room 3, the guest in room 3 to room 4, and in general, the guest in room J to room J plus 1. In this way, every one of the pre-existing guests will still have a room, but room 1 is now freed up, and she could put the new guest in room 1. Amazing, right? The same thing would work if 5 new guests were to show up. Here's how she would proceed. She would move the guest in room 1 to room 6, the guest in room 2 to room 7, the guest in room 3 to room 8, and the guest in room J to room J plus 5. In this way, every one of the pre-existing guests will still have a room, but rooms 1 through 5 will be freed up, and she could put the 5 new guests in rooms 1 through 5. Now, what if infinitely many new guests show up? That is more of a challenge, but the hotel manager is a talented mathematical thinker, and she comes up with this solution. She moves the guest in room 1 to room 2, she moves the guest in room 2 to room 4, she moves the guest in room 3 to room 6, and in general, she moves the guest in room K to room 2K. This occupies all the even rooms, but frees up all the odd rooms. So infinitely many rooms have been freed up, and she can accommodate infinitely many new guests. Now, the devil is working to try to trip up our intrepid hotel manager, so he comes up with the following situation. He brings in infinitely many buses, and each bus has infinitely many guests. He wants her to provide accommodations for all of these new guests. How could she do it? Well, first, she moves the guest in room 1 to room 2, moves the guest in room 2 to room 4, the guest in room 3 to room 6, and in general, the guest in room J to room 2J. This frees up all the odd-numbered rooms. But she needs to accommodate infinitely many collections of infinitely many new guests. How could she do it? Well, she takes the people from the first bus and puts them in the rooms numbered 3 to the first power, 3 to the second power, 3 to the third power, and so on. So the first bus passengers all go into rooms whose numbers are powers of 3. These are, of course, odd-numbered rooms, so they are vacant. Next, she takes the people in the second bus and puts them in the rooms numbered 5 to the first power, 5 to the second power, 5 to the third power, and so on. So the second bus passengers all go into rooms whose numbers are powers of 5. These are, of course, odd-numbered rooms, and they are different from the rooms with numbers that are powers of 3. So these rooms are vacant and can accommodate the passengers from bus number 2. For the next step, she takes the people from bus number 3 and puts them in the rooms numbered 7 to the first power, 7 to the second power, 7 to the third power. So the third bus passengers all go into rooms whose numbers are powers of 7. These are, of course, odd-numbered rooms, and they differ from the rooms with numbers that are powers of 3 or 5. So these rooms are vacant and accommodate the passengers from bus number 3. The hotel manager continues in this fashion, placing passengers from bus K into rooms with numbers that are powers of the kth odd prime. Take particular note here that for the fourth bus, we do not put the guests into the rooms numbered 9 to the first power, 9 to the second power, 9 third power, because these are actually powers of 3, so these rooms have already been occupied when we put the guests from the first bus into rooms. It is important that we only use rooms with numbers that are powers of odd primes. So for the fourth bus, we use rooms with numbers 11 to the first power, 11 to the second power, 11 to the third power. The method that we have described for infinitely many buses, each with infinitely many passengers, certainly works, but it also leaves infinitely many rooms empty. For example, the room with number 15 equals 5 times 3 will be empty because 15 is not a power of an odd prime. But it may be convenient for the hotel to have rooms like that. Also, the room 45 is empty because 45 is 3 times 3 times 5. It's not a power of an odd prime. In fact, Georg Cantor was the man who developed techniques for handling infinite sets. He showed that infinite sets come in different sizes, and he created the calculus for manipulating infinite sets. He is remembered today as one of the great mathematicians of the last 100 years. Hilbert's Hotel Infinity is, in fact, a commentary on an appreciation of Cantor's work. Here's an exercise for you to think about when you're taking a shower tonight. Imagine infinitely many buses showing up, each with infinitely many passengers, but these people are only willing to stay in rooms with even numbers. How can the hotel manager accommodate these new guests? Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for listening.